Well, glory. The Holy Spirit reminded them. I only have one question. I got to find Chelsea and Rams. There's like something really like wrong here. Come back out here just a minute, Chelsea and Rams. Y'all can turn my lights up because I think while they're taking the sets down even. Chelsea, Rams, there's like really something like wrong here that you both were like in a skit and didn't say like once. Are y'all feeling okay? Good job, girls. All right, everybody come back out here. Nathan, would you come out here, please? Let's introduce him with the lights on. Mr. Holy Ghost. Nathan Steck. Didn't he do an excellent job? All the prop helps, David, Jonathan, Zach Bauer, Jeremiah Herbert, Taylor, Ashley, Zach Pledger, all the rest of the crew, y'all come out. Then Charles Black, Sandy Black, Kevin Snavely, if Eric's not in with kids, Eric's out here, Patty Herbert, Cassie Crane. All you guys, and then sound and lights. I know Devin can't come out of the booth back there, but Greg Roller, he's back in the sound booth. He's been working with him for days. Wave your hand back there, Greg. Gary Pledger's, y'all can't see Gary Pledger, but he's way up at the top of the ceiling. Isn't it Gary up there? Is that who's up there? Yeah, Gary Pledger's way up there with the spot going and stuff. And then makeup, we've got Lisa Knight and Lynn Inman and Laura Reeves. Didn't everybody do an excellent job on this? I think they did. Take a bow, guys. Excellent job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I sure appreciate y'all's help. Coming in again and doing all the work you guys had to do, taking your Saturday yesterday and working for the Lord, it pays good. It pays good. Well, I don't want to take too long, but I want to cover a couple of things that go right along with this about being led. Romans 8:14. Because like I said, there's nothing more important than being led. Just like the kids getting sick or the job or anything going in your life, you being led can determine whether you're rich or poor, sick or well, whatever, you know, your kids doing right or wrong. It's all left up to you being led. So let's find out a little bit about it. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Weymouth says, for those who are led by God's Spirit are all of them God's sons. So if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're God's sons. So I want to cover three R's this morning about being led. And I've covered some of these before, but I want to cover them real quickly and not take a lot of time with it. And if you'll stay hooked with me, we'll get to it. And you can get it in your notes and you can refer back to it over and over and over again. And it'll help you on a daily basis because these are things that Brother Hagin's taught us and that I live by every single day of my life. I don't think I go 5 minutes without checking in with the Holy Ghost about what's going on or what's next or where we go or what we do. It's important when you leave here today what restaurant you go to. Amen. It's important when you leave here today what direction you drive to get to that restaurant. People don't take it seriously enough. It's important what people you take with you to lunch today. It's not okay just to walk out of here and just casually just do what you routinely do. You should stop and ask the Lord, okay? Or just check in with your heart. You don't even have to ask. Just stop and check inside. And we'll get to that in just a minute. First of all, you must respect the Holy Ghost. Respect the Holy Ghost inside yourself. Never let what someone else gets override what you get. You must esteem him. That's what respect means. Esteem that he is there. How do you do it? You have to acknowledge that he exists. If you don't acknowledge that he exists and that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost, then you've not even started. You must acknowledge that there is a Holy Ghost, that he's alive and well, and that he's for you today, here and now. There's still a lot of people that don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. They believe that he's gone away. So if you don't believe that there is a Holy Ghost and that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost, then it will do you absolutely no good to see these skits today, because you won't believe that he's there to help you here today, here presently now. But he is. He's the same yesterday. He helped me yesterday. He'll help me today and he'll help me tomorrow. And he'll help you. Okay, Luke 11:13. And I'm going to cover these for some people that do not believe about being filled with the Holy Ghost. It'll give you an opportunity to understand that it's the same. This is New Testament. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So he's still giving the Holy Spirit to those that ask for him. So what do you have to do? You have to ask for him. God's not going to take the Holy Spirit and shove him on you if you don't want him. So you have to want the Holy Spirit in order for him to come on you or in you. Okay? Ephesians 1:13 says, in whom you have trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after also that you believed, you were sealed with the Spirit of promise, the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. The Amplified calls it the first fruits of our inheritance. So it's like the deposit of what we're going to get. The down payment of our inheritance. The proof that we're going to get more. So if somebody's going to tell you, I want to buy your car, and I'm going to give you this $500 to hold it. This is my deposit. What does that mean? There's more to come. There's more to come. All right. Jude 20. This to me answers all questions about whether every person should have the Holy Spirit. Debates go out the window to me with this. But beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, how are you supposed to pray in something you can't get? That's not for you. How are you supposed to build yourself up on something you can't even have? Now, it wouldn't be real fair for God to tell me to go and do something. It wouldn't be real fair for Dave to go tell Ramsey, go clean up your room, and she doesn't even have a room. That wouldn't be real good, would it? But God says, pray, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Amplified says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher, Doing what? Well, how can you do that if it's not for you? If it's for somebody else. If it's for your neighbor or it's done away with. How can you do that? You can't. You can only pray in the Holy Ghost if it's for you. So number one, you must respect the Holy Ghost and that there is a Holy Ghost and that He is for you. Okay? Number two, recognize His dealings. Recognize means show awareness of, approve, appreciate, to be able to distinguish, to know, identify, discriminate, tell one from the other, discern, pay attention to His promptings. Now that's what most of these skits were about. Did each and every one of these people have a choice? As to whether they obeyed what the Holy Spirit told them or not. Now, when they were sitting at the table and Matt was screaming and yelling at Lauren and telling her that he was stupid and she was stupid and to shut up and all this stuff. Could he even hear the Holy Ghost tell him to take that job? Couldn't even hear it. You can have so much going on in your life that you can't even hear the Holy Ghost. Go on. You. Get out of here. He smells. You can be so busy. You can have so many people pulling on you. You can have so much going on that you don't even know it. When the Holy Ghost is there with you, and you learn to pay attention to Him, and He's talking to you, He will tell you things consistently. Consistently. You can be driving down the road. I remember, I hope they don't mind me telling this, but Dino and Cheryl are here this morning. And I remember before we started the church here, they were going to another church. And they got in their car about a week or so after we started this church here. They didn't know us. We didn't know them. Well, we had met one time, but Dino doesn't remember it. I remember, but he doesn't remember it. I made such an influence, you know, an impact on him and stuff. But anyway, they got up that one morning to go to church, and they said that the Holy Ghost told them to turn right. Is that correct? Instead of left. Now, they believe that made an impact on their lives from where they were going to church because they listened to what the Holy Ghost told them. Now, they could have not listened to what the Holy Ghost told them and went ahead and went left just as easily. It would have been, did sirens go off? Did buzzers go off? Did bells go off? No. Now that happens in your life all the time. Just all the time. The Holy Ghost is telling you stuff, but can you hear Him? Do you hear Him? He's telling you stuff day in and day out. What are you doing with it? Is the radio really loud in your car? Is the TV really loud in your house? What are you doing when He says, calm down? What are you doing when he says, don't bring that up right now? Start on your way. What are you doing? He tells Mo, don't bring that up to Sharon right now. It's not a good time. It's a bad day for her. She's already got this going on in her heart. But he means he's going to bring it up today. And he's going to press it. What do you think is going to happen between them? They're going to have some problems. He goes into work today. He wants a raise. Or he's having trouble with a coworker. Or this is happening. And the Holy Ghost says, today's not a good day to talk about that. Today's not a day to confront them with that. They've got this going on with their kids. They got this going on with their husband. Leave it alone. But they've got a dogged determination. Today is the day. They're going to talk about it. Doesn't go well. They get demoted instead of promoted. The Holy Ghost says, take that job. But you say, Lord, it's clear across the other side of town, and I'd have to have a new car, and I'd have to have this, and I'd have to have that. Don't you think he already knew that? But because we can't figure it out up here, we reason it out and override what the Holy Ghost told us. This scenario that we did about the job, we could give you 25 people here in this church that very scenario has happened to. It looked like from the natural they were taking a lower paying job for a season. And now they're way on top. That was a real scenario. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. You must recognize that he's talking to you. You must recognize what he's saying. He talks to people differently. You know, when Anna was over here at the desk, and the Holy Ghost told her, he got stronger. Did you catch that? Don't do this. You know better than this. He wasn't as quiet as what he had been. When things are getting serious, the Holy Ghost will get strong in your heart and he'll say, don't do it. You have a choice. You should know it's getting serious when he does that. And you have a choice to stop. You say, I've never heard the Holy Ghost tell me that. I've never heard the Holy Ghost inside of me. Have you ever checked? You have to stop and respect him. You have to stop and look inside. It's just exactly like Dave is coming down this aisle. I can't hear a word he is saying back there. He's talking to me all the while. He's been talking ever since he started. And he's got something to tell me. He's telling me something since he started at the back of the church. And I cannot hear him. Can you hear him?
No.
But he's telling me something. And he's been telling me something since he started way back there at the back of the church. But I can't hear him. Why can't I hear him? Several reasons. I'm not paying attention. I'm talking. I don't care. Right? I don't respect him. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm doing something that I think is more important. Doesn't matter. But most of all, I'm not close enough to hear what he has to say to find out if it's important or not. Now, as he comes closer, I can hear little bits and pieces of what he's saying. I hear a little bit better. Yep. He's trying to get in touch with Keith for me. See how the service went. Said he couldn't get in touch with him. So he had to leave a message. When he sees it's us calling, they'll call us back, he says. But he had to get close enough to me. I had to get close enough to him. To hear what he was saying. Now, you stay far enough away from the Holy Ghost and far enough away from God, you're not going to hear from him. You doing your own thing, you're not going to hear from God. I had to want to hear what Dave said to tune my ear into him and face him and say, what are you saying? I turned to him. Did you catch it? I turned and I listened. What are you saying? Even for just a second. I didn't even turn to him for very long. Now, if I really wanted to get it clear, I'd say, now, what did he say, Dave?
Couldn't get a hold of him.
Couldn't get a hold to him.
When they see my number on caller ID.
They'll call you back when they see your number on caller ID. Now, I got that real clear, didn't I? Wasn't confused about it. There was no misinterpretation about what he said. Because I got real close to him and I could hear him. The closer you get to God, the more clear things are going to come to your spirit. If you're not getting things clear between you and God, you're not getting your answers, you're not getting close enough to him. And the more you tune your spirit in and the more you get used to listening to him, the easier it'll be to do it. The more you get used to checking, when you go out this door, you say, okay, Holy Ghost, do we take anybody with us today? Sometimes when you're young, it takes longer. You think about 52 people. But this one keeps coming up. Yeah. Then you find out after you get to lunch with them, they didn't have any money for lunch today. So we got that right. Then you go, okay, God, we got who we're supposed to take. Where do we go? Someplace expensive, someplace medium, someplace cheap. McDonald's. Okay, we'll go to McDonald's. Don't want to offend anybody. Okay, now we got that. Which way do we go, God? And it could take you an hour and a half to get where you're supposed to go today. Till you learn how to be led. And the more you grow in it, when you walk out the door, by the time you could get down the stairs, we have to walk downstairs. Okay, we're going here. We're taking these people with us. Just recently, there were some people that I thought, yeah, we probably need to go to lunch with them. By the time I got down the stairs, I said, nope, we're not taking them. We need to do this instead. We need to do this instead. Come to find out, it's a good thing we didn't. They wanted to pop us up for some investment deal. But it pays to be led. Pays to be led. You can be led instantly the more you listen. But do not be led by external things. Because the devil can do lots in this external realm. He can make those people wear shoes with holes in them. And he's really, really, really good at showing people how to play pity party. And you could be real surprised at the person that's dressed up the nicest, maybe the person you need to take to lunch, because they may be broke. And the reason that the person is so poor is because they refuse to listen to God. They refuse to take the job at the grocery store that he told them to take. There's reasons people stay broke year after year after year after year. Sometimes people need to go back and look. What did God tell me to do? At this point in time, Matt would need to go back and say, God, where did I miss it? And he and Lauren would need to repent and say, God, we missed it by not taking that job at the grocery store. Have mercy on us. What can we do now? Is it still available to us? Can we go talk to him and get back on his path? And see if he'd have mercy on him. Not because he was losing his other job. Some people are in the condition they're in because they refuse to listen to the Holy Spirit. So you must recognize his dealings. When he talks to you, recognize it. John 10, verse 4. When he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and they follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger's voice they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The New Living says, after he gathers his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. And that's what you should do from anything that's not the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 3, we all know these. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. The Amplified says, lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord, and with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. The New Living says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. The Message again says, trust in God from the bottom of your heart. And this is the one that we need to do. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Just like that job. Just like Keith tells you over and over and over again about this building. If we'd have waited till we figured it out on our own how we could pay for this place, we wouldn't be in here right now. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one that'll keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. You have to check in with him. And I told you this the last time, and I'll tell you it again for those of you who might not have been here. When we first started working with Dave, and I know he didn't mind me telling you this because I've asked him over and over again. I'd say they forget things or things would happen and we wouldn't get them done, or they just wouldn't recognize that this needed to be done or something. And I'd say, did you check in with the Holy Ghost? Or did you, you know, or if you'd have checked in with the Holy Ghost, he'd have reminded you about that. And so when he first started 5 years ago working for us, I said, Dave, you must check in with the Holy Ghost. Check in. And it wasn't a habit that he had, and it wasn't one that I had when I first started working with Keith either. So he used to set an alarm on his on his phone. Like every hour, check in with the Holy Ghost. And it'd ring, check in with the Holy Ghost. And it'd buzz. What am I forgetting to do this hour? And until you retrain, because we're flesh. And we must retrain ourselves to be in tune with our spirit. And some people are not proud. And they recognize, I'm more flesh than I am spirit. And they're not too proud to say it. I was. And Keith would say, you wouldn't miss so much. There's no way you could remember everything that needs to be done around here. There's no way under the sun that this flesh of mine can remember everything that needs to be done at this church and this ministry. And if I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I'd forget three quarters of it. But with the Holy Ghost, you don't forget anything. And it's the same way in your house, with your kids, with your job. If you'll be humble enough to do something like what Dave did and say, okay, I've got an alarm on my phone. I'm not too proud. Somebody might ask you what that's for. Just to remind myself to check in with the Holy Ghost. Be a good opportunity to preach. Remind myself to check in with the Holy Ghost before I leave my office that I didn't forget to do anything. Remind myself to check in with the Holy Ghost that before the kids leave for school that they didn't forget any of their homework. Remind myself to check in with the Holy Ghost that before I leave town that I didn't forget to pack something. Remind myself to check in with the Holy Ghost that before we go on this big vacation that we got everything we need and all of our tickets are right. Pride won't do that. They'll say, oh, I got it. Me and the Holy Ghost, we just like this. Your call. But I like hearing from him. And I try to train myself every few seconds. Check in, okay? Check in. If you see me close my eyes, it's I'm not blinking because I have a dry eye syndrome. It's because I'm thinking. Okay, what? What? Train yourself to check in here. Not up here. You'll miss it going up here. The other night, I told Rob, it was really, really funny. I put him on the spot. How many of you were here Friday night? Yeah. I put Rob on the spot. He was standing over here at the soundboard. And I said, Rob, you got something? You got a song? After I had some of the other guys. And he was moving kind of slow. I said, get on out here. Because I knew what he was doing. He's checking up here. Because Rob knows hundreds of songs. He said, Mrs. Moore, I was blank. I was like a blank piece of paper. He said, I couldn't remember Jesus Loves Me. This I know. I said, I know. I said, I wasn't wanting you to check up here. I was wanting you to check down here. In training leaders, you don't want them checking up here. You want them checking in here. He said, no, I didn't get it till I put the microphone up and I checked in here. I said, that's right. That's why I wanted you moving quickly. And you yourself, if you go up here, you'll miss it. You got to check in here. I'll never forget when we first started in the ministry, Keith would be up here preaching away and he'd just stop right in the middle of it. He'd say, Phyllis, you got something? I'd say, no, no, leave me alone. Whoa, stop. Keep going. Leave me where I'm at. I'm just fine sitting where I'm at. No, you got something. Come on up here. I'm thinking, no, I don't got nothing. Leave me where I'm sitting. I'm just perfectly fine where I am. He'd say, no, you got something. Come on up here. I'd say, I don't got nothing. He'd say, you do. But by the time I'd take that first step, in fact, I'd start checking on the inside. In here. Not up here. And I'd get it. But if you check up here, you'll miss it. Because you ain't got nothing up there worth nothing. I'm just kidding. You do. God gave us a brain for a reason. And especially a blonde brain, you know, like I say. But, you know. No, you do. He gave us a brain to use. But when it comes to being led, you must check in here. And override what you get up here sometimes. Weigh it out, but check in here. Okay? And the last one. Respond. Just because you know what he told you, don't mean you got to do what he told you. Or you're going to do what he told you. Respond means to yield. To react positively or favorably. To give way, to give place to one that, as to one that is superior. To defer, to submit, to obey. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. You can hear from the Holy Ghost from the time you get up till the time you go to bed at night and disobey him every single time. God will not make you do anything. The devil will. He will make you be broke. He will steal your stuff. He will make you follow his path because you don't have a choice. Because you're broke and sick. But God won't. You have a choice. Just like Anna had a choice as to whether she was going to go have coffee with Jeremy. Just like Matt had a choice as to whether he was going to take that job. Just like Jackie had a choice as to whether she was going to calm down and talk to Andrew in a mean way. None of them obeyed. Things didn't go good for them. Just like Sarah had a choice as to whether she was going to listen. When Taylor said he had to check the oil in the tires. You can have bad things go every single day in your life. And sit there and blame God for them. But God didn't do them. You allowed them to happen in your own life by not obeying the Holy Spirit. You left God out of them. God was there telling you, do this. And you chose not to do it. So therefore, you're on the roadside. Suffering when you didn't have to. Sick in the hospital from food poisoning. You have to choose whether you're going to obey or not obey. God won't make you. He wants you to. One reason I enjoy working with the youth so well is the other night we were dealing with somebody. Dave and I were dealing with them. And they were sitting there and they said, yeah, I know that's right. I know it's the right thing to do, but I'm hard-headed. I ain't going to do it. Isn't that what they said? One of the youth. If it were just so simple with adults. They won't tell you that. They will say, yeah, I'll do it. And smile and look at you. And lie right straight to your face and say they're going to do it. But they won't do it. At least the youth, most of them will just be honest with you and look you square in the face and say, nope, I ain't going to do it. To me, anyway, they will. They might not to you, but to me, most of them will. At least you have something to work with. Disobedience dulls you. Every time the Holy Ghost tells you to do something that you don't do, it's like Dave gets further and further and further from me being able to hear him. It's like the distance, it gets cloudier. First Timothy 4:2 says it pretty good. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. What does that do? It puts burns, calluses It's like Keith used to tell the story about when we first got married. He worked on a shipping dock. And they'd load Lazy Boy recliners and everything else in the back of a truck. And he used to get these great big huge calluses on his hands right here. They was ugly too. And some of the other guys had them too. And they'd sit there with their pocket knives, not him so much as some of the others, and cut them off. Because it was just dry, dead skin. Because he got calloused. You can get that way with God. By getting your own way to where you can't hear from him. It gets harder and harder and harder to hear from him. But it's just like what Keith says. He don't lift those recliners anymore. And he don't lift that stuff anymore. And he don't have those calluses anymore. His hands are almost just as smooth as mine. Because he preaches now. And it can be the same way with you. Maybe you have been turning off the Holy Ghost, but maybe through some of these skits and some of this other stuff, you've seen what the difference can make in your life. How quickly things can be different. You can get soft and you can start hearing. You can obey him every day and things can get clearer and clearer and clearer. God wants a wonderful life for every person. That's his plan. I told somebody the other day, I think it's Jim and Giovanna. They're not here this morning. They're on vacation out on their motorcycles up in someplace, them and Sky and Janet. And me and Sharon and Mike were talking about they didn't even invite us to go with them. We thought about it. We didn't invite them to go the last time we went on a ride either, so it was fair. But, you know, because it's like Keith said, take that light and shine it in here, you know. So I guess I had to do that, you know. So, I think they're believing for a Bentley. Is that right? Yeah. Those cars are pretty expensive. And I told somebody, I said, you know what? It would just thrill me to see somebody walk up to them and hand them the keys to a brand new paid for Bentley today. Today. And they said, no, wouldn't you be jealous? They're not the pastors. They're not. You should have better. I said, are you kidding me? It'd thrill me if every person in here had a better car than I had. A better house than I had. Had 4 boats and 2 yachts and 6 vacation homes. Because that's what God wants for every person in this room. And you know how you get it? By listening to the Holy Spirit. I guarantee you, if my priority was not ministry, I'd be a billionaire. And I'm not being arrogant. When I was in the business world, I was charging $1,000 a day to do jobs. I was in the business world. And that was just when I started my business. That was straight off the cuff. The first week I went into business, $1,000 a day. But the only reason that you could do that is because you had learned. I was going into doctor's offices and finding where their problems were. What was causing their money not to come in. But I had an inside track. I didn't have to spend months trying to figure it out. I'd go in there and lay my hands on this, and I'd lay my hands on this, and I'd lay my hands on this. Let's start here. And in a week's time, I'd found them $100,000. You think they'll have you come back? Why was that? Only one thing. The Holy Ghost. Just one thing. They got to a point, come hire these people. We don't ever have to fire who you hire. Doctor's offices, still today I can contact them. They still have the same people. Why is that? Only the Holy Ghost. Because you don't go by what's up here. You go by what's in here. Now, every person in this room can be that asset in the business world. Every person. I'm in the ministry. I quit that. That's why I think every person in this room should have way better than what I've got. Because you should be able to go out there and suck the natural people in this world from their natural goods, because you've got something inside you that they don't got. You should be able to overshadow them and just take over every business and everything that there is, because you've got something inside you. But it don't come from watching TV 24/7 and yelling with your wife 24/7 and being disobedient to what the Holy Ghost tells you to do in the little things. You got to start with, where do we go to lunch today? And which direction do we take? And who do we invite? And then tomorrow morning when you get up, should we sit here and do this today, or should we do this today? And every single day, check with the Holy Ghost. What are we supposed to be doing today? And do it. And every person in this room could be a millionaire, a billionaire. God's not against it. It's you holding you back. He will direct you to the right job. He will direct you to the right car. He will direct you to the right buyers. He will direct you to the right sellers. He will direct you to the right everything. Because the Holy Ghost knows everything. God knows everything. And all you need to do is, what you've got now is like, there's a straight line between you and God. Nothing hindering it. But what's happened is, you've got all these intersections. That's cutting it off. All you've got to do is unplug it. Take out all those things that's unplugging it all the way. And get your straight line back and hear from God. Get all your answers. Every child, every youth, every person in this room can be healed and prosperous and on the top of their game, whatever it is, if they just listen to Him. Look at the people in the Old Testament. Solomon. He was poor, right? And sick. Right? Even poor old Job. He started out poor and sick. No, he didn't. He was well and rich. Got sick for a little while. Got back. Double what he had before because he listened to the Holy Ghost. What about Abraham? People that serve God should be blessed. But you must learn to listen and not override it. You must learn to yield when He tells you to do something. And it's not always what you want to do. But if you'll do it, you will come out on top. There's no question about it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, let's stand up and give him some glory this morning.